He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. Oh my gosh, it's Tuesday already. Look at this. It'll be Friday before we know it. It's September the 3rd. You can look in your rearview mirror. You see what that is in your rearview mirror? It's summer. Oh, it's vacation time. I kind of like September, however, in San Diego. September's a great month weather-wise. It's a great month fishing-wise. And I've got it all to myself because all you tourists have gone home. Hey, we've got a good start to the market here this morning. Why? Well, doesn't look like Syria is going to happen anytime soon. And the market likes that news. The S&P 500 is up 16 points here this morning. We're at 1,648. We're closing in on 1,700 once again, just 52 points away. We have the Dow up 87 points to 14,897, just a shade under 15,000. We've got the NASDAQ up 43 points. Wow, that's a 1.2% rise this morning. That's where it's happening here in 2013. Small, mid-caps, biotechs, techs, it continues to happen there. We have the 10-year yield at 2.84%. Gold is up $6 to 1402. Oil is down 51 cents now that the three-day driving weekend is over. Oil's at 107.14. I saw a lot of $4-plus gas around town over the weekend, nabbing those tourists on those nearby off-ramps. The euro is at 1.31. The euro's been dropping. Okay, what's going on today? Well, you know, Syria. Will we or won't we? Will Congress approve it? The market doesn't want anything to happen in Syria, as witnessed by the market last week. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, there's always something to worry about in the market. Rarely is there a day that I come to work without some worry in the back of my mind about world conditions, political climate, the global climate, GDP, unemployment. I mean, you name it. There's always something to worry about. But you know what I learned a long time ago in this business? Not to be in the prediction business. I think there's too many guys on CNBC that are in the prediction business or on Barron's or in Wall Street Journal. Where do you think we'll end the year? Man, I'm telling you what, if anybody knows where we'll end the year, I'd like to find that person. I just try to manage money in the moment. I take it a day at a time. And I have people question me all the time, Bill, what do you think's going to happen to this market? Don't you think we're due for a correction? We're always due for a correction. Ever since I've been in business, we've been due for a correction. The facts of the matter are what we're going to go over today. Every week, early in the week, I like to go through the big picture. We've had trends in place since the beginning of the year. That's been very helpful, hasn't it? Having trends in place enables us to make some money as long as those trends remain in place. The question is, are they still in place? Are those trends starting to come to an end? Are new trends starting to develop? That's the keys to the market. Being in the right place at the right time and being out of the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, we had a reminder last week, obviously, that markets can get rattled very quickly. It all happened in one day. Not only did we have proof that Syria has been using gas on their own people, which is no light matter, but it rattled the market. And that wasn't the only news that we had on that day. We're also reminded that, don't forget, the Fed is out there. They're not going to be buying these bonds forever. That's called taper. They're going to taper back from their purchase program. And don't forget that we also have a debt ceiling out there. Well, that's enough to make anybody just throw up their hands and sell everything, right? Well, I can just tell you where I stand as of right now. My aggressive growth account, which is made up of small and mid-cap stocks with superior growth potential, is currently 91.4% invested. I have a cash position of just a little over 8%. The portfolio, the model portfolio in the newsletter, as reported every week, is up 24.4%. I'm not sitting 100% in cash. I'm not selling massively here because of all of these three things that are looming out there. You know what? I take it a day at a time. Is it possible that I could raise a lot of cash? Well, it just depends. I'll be looking at each one of my stocks and each one of the charts and the valuations and the rankings, and I'll be making a lot of little decisions versus a lot of big or a few big decisions. My mutual fund model portfolio, which is for all of you 401k folks out there, it's up 18.8% year to date. It consists of about five or six mutual funds. It's 99.9% invested right now. My income fund model portfolio. Now, everybody's portfolios vary a little bit because they come at me at different times of the year. They get a little bit different mix of stocks. When you come to me and have me manage your money, I don't throw all your money into my model portfolio the very next day. I ease in one or two at a time as the technicals speak to me, right? Speak to me, thou stock chart, would you? And I choose those entry points, and a lot of it depends on the climate in the market at the current time. The income portfolio is 84% invested. 16% is on the sidelines searching for new investments, not in fixed income. Well, I don't like the interest rate environment at all right now. Instead, I continue to look for eclectic yield stocks that also have good upside potential from a valuation point of view, because I want capital appreciation along with my dividends. The income portfolio is currently yielding 3.8% on average, and it is up 10% on the year. By contrast, the bond market is down 15% on the year. So it's your choice. You can be invested in debt, or you can be invested in equity. And with the debt environment out there, I prefer equity. So as we enter the week, we've got, 4 months left in the year. We have a very good year going in the model portfolios. I'm anywhere from 85 to 95% invested currently, but I'm also very, very vigilant. I'm as aware as anybody out there of these headwinds. There's always headwinds facing the market. But I have to admit that Syria does scare me. And as of last Tuesday, was it? As of last Wednesday, many of the pundits had us bombing and sending cruise missiles into Syria by now. And that's why the markets reeled last week. Well, that obviously hasn't happened. There's been some big events since then. You had the British Parliament say, no, we don't want to get involved. You've got the UN taking their time on their investigation. The proof seems to be there. And now you've got President Obama backing down, saying, you know what, let's put it to Congress. Well, they're on vacation, all right? They're on vacation, I think, 50 weeks out of the year, something like that. But they'll come back at some point, and they'll vote whether or not to go into Syria or not. And, of course, the market obviously doesn't really want to see that happen. The market doesn't like uncertainty. And there's obviously some big uncertainty over there in that there Middle East. Because on one side of the argument, you've got countries like Russia, countries like China, countries like Iran. And over here, obviously, you've got basically the United States of America and France right now. And I believe Israel it would back some kind of action in Syria. So we'll see where this all plays out. So what do we do in the meantime? You know what we do in the meantime? We make lots of small decisions here. We make lots of small decisions just like we would any other day. My first decision today, as I go through my database alphabetically, will be on Apple. I'll take a look at Apple's chart. Apple is now back in my portfolios, both in my income and growth portfolios and in my conservative large cap growth portfolio. Why am I back into Apple? Because Apple's in my top 200 once again. It possesses those qualities that I like. I like performance. Apple's performance had disappeared. It had done a Houdini act and now it's back. I like value. I still see some good value in Apple. And I like a healthy stock chart. And now that it's recovered, now that it's gotten healthy, I'm happy again. So I'll make a small decision and then I'll move on to the next one. And the next one. And the next one. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just made my first decision of the day. I looked at my Apple, which is the first one alphabetically that I look at here. Oh, that's a nice chart. Up $9 per share today. I'm happy there. As I ask myself the question, buy, sell, or hold, that's easy. I think I'll hold that one today. No intention of selling. And if some new money has come in here recently to Gunderson Capital Management, we've had a literal flood come in over the last 12 months or so. I think I would probably not be hesitant to add to my position there. What's my valuation on Apple? Considerably higher than where it is now. When did I sell Apple the first time? Well, it topped out at $7.05. I had originally bought it at like $3.85, something like that. I called it the cheapest stock in the entire market. That was about 2 years ago. I sold it at $6.37, and then I watched it plunge, and I watched it finally bottom out at $3.85, $385.10. From $7.05 to $3.85.10, and I said, you know what it's going to do? It's going to eventually build a sideways base just like Netflix did. And it's going to go sideways, and it's going to heal. It's going to get rid of a lot of those angry investors that bought it at $7.05 and never want to hear that word again. It's a four-letter word in their household. And it's going to eventually break out to the upside again. And that happened in early August, late July, and that put me back in the stock. And, of course, the Gunderson grading system played Apple like a fiddle. It got me out. Not right at the top. No, not at 7.05. I did sell it at 7.05. But it got me out at 6.37. And it got me back in when it broke out. And I'd have to look at the price I added it back. I'm thinking 4.85, somewhere in there. So, the Best Stocks Now app, I think, pretty handy little tool. What's it telling us about the market right now? Okay, these trends that have been in place for the most of the year, I would say since really the beginning of the year, really since November, trends that have favored small, mid-cap domestic stocks and have disfavored just about everything else. Well, here's where we sit on the Dow right now technically. The Dow is now undergoing its second correction in 2 months. This hasn't happened in a long time. These are the two closest corrections that we've had since over 1 year ago. This second correction was being caused by those three factors that I talked about. Obviously the Syrian conflict, whatever becomes of that. We also have a looming debt ceiling, which got ugly last time. Why would it be any different this time? And we also have, obviously, the taper talk still out there. The support on the Dow is right around 14,500. We're at 14,900 right now. So we're still 400 points above what I would consider to be critical support on the Dow. Let's hope that we get this thing going again. But we are currently in the midst of another correction to the tune of about 5.3%. And a lot of the future, I think, of the market's going to depend on what happens in Syria right now. As we look at the S&P 500, it's in a little bit better shape than the Dow. The Dow is actually giving a short-term technical sell signal. But again, let me remind you, I'm about 85 to 95% invested at this current time. I handle the markets with lots of little decisions, not one big decision. I have a few clients. I can think of one, maybe, in the past 2 weeks that called me and said, sell everything. I don't like what I see out there. I'll do whatever he wants, but you know what? I make lots of small decisions. And like I said, I just looked at my Apple, my first small decision of the day. There, I'm back in the decision mode after 3 days off. I made a decision. Okay, let's take a look. The S&P 500, it's not giving a technical sell signal. It's still in a 4.5-year-old bull market. And the trend is still in place. But it's also in the midst of about a 5% correction. Let's next look at the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is the strongest of all the indexes right now. The NASDAQ is still above its 50-day moving average. The NASDAQ is still on a technical buy signal. But if cruise missiles start landing in Damascus, that could change very, very quickly. So obviously, we have to be very, very careful in the market right now because of some unknown events that could occur in the world. And as I'm doing the show, I'm watching a warship pass by here in the San Diego Bay, which is a usual occurrence. There's no need to be alarmed, but it's a reminder, isn't it, that there are things in the world far away and far away places that we have very little control over that obviously could greatly affect the markets. It's greatly affected oil prices. I put a chart of oil in my newsletter over the weekend. Oil is up about 33% since mid-April. And I do have a sprinkling of oil and gas stocks in my portfolios currently. In fact, over the last couple of weeks, I featured many oil and gas stocks that I currently own that possess those three qualities that I like: value, performance slash momentum, and a very, very healthy stock chart. So oil is a part of my portfolios at the current time. Energy stocks, not a big part, but they've entered into the top sectors. Okay, a very important part of investing. I've proven it to myself over and over and over again. Just keep it simple. Just that mix of stocks versus bonds. You know, that's probably one of the most controversial subjects in the entire market. You probably don't realize that, but the fact that I believe that investors should be 100% invested in equities right now, I don't believe you should be invested in debt right now. The world is awash in debt. I don't have a good feeling about loaning people more money. I don't like loaning money. I always have risk when I'm loaning money. Now, over the last 20 years, loaning money has been a great place to be because you've had interest rates that have been coming down, down, down. And those loans that you made, whether it was to the government, whether it was to corporations, whether it was to home builders or to people buying homes through mortgage bonds, mortgage REITs, etc., as interest rates came down, those loans that you made became more and more valuable because you were able to get a good rate at one time. And as interest rates came down, that loan you made was more and more valuable. But now we have a completely different dynamic in the world. After a 20, I don't know what it is. I think it's like a 30-year bull market in bonds. It came to an end. And I believe you got to look for alternatives. When we come back, we're going to take a look at where the asset classes are. See if there was any change or see if those trends that have been in place all year are still in place. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Hey, NFL kicks off, what is it, Thursday night? The first game of the NFL season. You know what those teams are doing right now? Well, they have it down to, what, 52 players? Is that it? That's a little bit much for a stock portfolio. I like the baseball model a little bit better. 30, 25, 30, somewhere in there. That's what I like, 3 to 4% positions. That's a pretty focused portfolio, actually. I mean, I would say the average mutual fund out there probably owns 100 stocks in their portfolio, and that's, of course, you get some pretty meager performance in a lot of those mutual funds. I believe in moving around, but I believe in having the very best that I can possibly find in my portfolio at any given time. That's why the radio show is called Best Stocks Now. That's why the book that I wrote is called Best Stocks Now. And I finally just cracked the first page of writing my second book. I don't know what we'll call it. Maybe Best Stocks Now, The Revenge of, I don't know, something like that. That's why my newsletter every week is called Best Stocks Now, and that's why the app that I invented, which has been as high as number 4 in the world, will hit number 1. I'm convinced of that. It's been as high as number 4 in the world amongst financial apps. The Best Stocks Now app. Look, I make no claims. I believe that we just try to increase our probabilities as best as we can. Okay, there's no guarantees in the market. But if we're observant, if we're vigilant, and if we do our best to increase the odds, the probabilities, it's a probability thing. If you find something that's undervalued, it's got great management, it's been performing, maybe it's under the radar a little bit, that's my sweet spot in the market. Now go out and find 24 more of them, 25 more of those kinds of stocks. One of the big keys to it all, again, is this simple, especially for retirees or folks that are approaching retirement, is just this simple stock bond mix. I believe, and I have believed now for over 1 year, that folks should have 100% of their assets in stocks. And that sounds scary. Somehow they think bonds are so much safer than stocks. Well, if you're going to own a bond to maturity, I can't argue with that. You're going to get your 5 or 6%. But if you need that bond between now and its maturity date, it's going to vary in value. You made a loan, and if interest rates are going up, the loan you made is becoming less and less valuable. Just look at bond funds. They're down 14, 15% this year. So you can see that just a 50-50 bond stock mix this year would result in returns of zero. And I'm not a believer in asset allocation. I believe in strategic asset allocation, in going with the flow and going where the action is. Having said that, where is the action then, Gunderson? Well, let's take a look. I rank 45 different asset classes on a daily basis. That's what my app does. And it's not like one day bonds are on top and the next day stocks are on top. And then the next day bonds are on top and stocks are at the bottom. No, trends develop. And trends are established. And as long as those trends are in place, I believe in being invested in those trends. What's the trend right now with 4 months left to go in the year 2013? The number one ranked asset class as of Friday was small cap growth. Have you heard that before? It's been at the top all year long. And small cap growth continues to be the best play until further notice. Until it starts dropping, it ain't over till it's over. The second ranked asset class this week out of 45 asset classes is small cap value. Well, that's a very close cousin, isn't it? Small cap growth, small cap value. What does that mean to the guy who's got the 401k at work? Or the thrift savings plan through the government? Well, if they offer some kind of small cap investments, that's been the sweet spot in the market. And until further notice, it continues to be the sweet spot in the market. It's not always the sweet spot in the market. It has its days, and it has its really bad days. But for the entire year of 2013, that's been the leading asset class in the market. What's the number three ranked asset class this week? Well, we have a new top eight member. In fact, it entered into the top eight. 3 weeks ago, I put a big picture of Tonto and the Lone Ranger in my newsletter with him screaming, "Hi, ho, silver, away!" For whatever reason, silver has reversed its downtrend. It finally bottomed out in the month of late June, July, and it finally broke out to the upside in early August, and it's been moving ever since, and I see it's breaking out again today. I currently have zero exposure to silver, but if you're a commodities and a precious metals investor, silver is on a technical buy, and silver is on a performance buy at the current time. In fact, it's the number three ranked asset class amongst the 45 that I track. Number four, NASDAQ, tech stocks. Yes, that's an asset class. The NASDAQ flying again today. Of the three indexes that I talked about in the first quarter of the show, the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ by far has the healthiest stock chart. It's kind of like as Apple goes, so goes the NASDAQ. And as Apple has heated up here recently, so has the NASDAQ. And a lot of NASDAQ stocks are flourishing right now. What's in the NASDAQ? Well, you can look up QQQ. Go to the ETF encyclopedia, type in QQQ, and it will list the 100 stocks that make up the NASDAQ index. Stocks like Apple and Google and Facebook, etc. No, I guess not Facebook. Got to have four letters. But there's a lot of them. Oracle, Microsoft, blah, blah, blah. Number five ranked asset class is the microcap index. That's another close cousin to the... That's a second cousin to the small caps. They're just a little bit smaller. They're the little guys. They've done really well here in 2013, and they continue to do well. You'll notice in my model portfolio... Maybe I don't have it, but in real life, I own it here in the actual portfolios that I manage. I don't think I could find a spot for it in the model portfolio because I was so happy with everything I own there. I own a couple of microcap mutual funds for my mutual fund investors. The number six ranked asset class is small cap dividend. Boy, there's those words, small cap again. Number seven, mid cap value. Okay, just go up one notch from small cap, you have mid caps. That continues to be in the top eight asset classes. And rounding out the top eight is International Small Cap Dividend Index. Okay, DLS. I kind of like the top seven right now. I don't think I would go any further than that. If we look at the second tier of asset classes, there's a couple of things I noticed. Large caps continue to drop and continue to lag the market. There's still stocks. Stocks are way favored over bonds. I have zero bond exposure at the current time. But large cap continues to struggle here in 2013. You go back to 2011 and the market was all about large cap stocks. So that's why you got to do some strategic allocating along the way. And a couple of asset classes that have been moving up recently, gold and commodities, something to keep your eye on. All right, now the worst asset classes. I think it's just as important to know where not to be invested as it is to know where to be invested. The bottom ranked asset class, emerging markets. Submerging markets would be a better name. Being inverse the market, short the market. It's been in the last place all year long. It's moved out of last place. It's now second to last. It's kind of like the Padres and the San Francisco Giants right now. We're duking it out for last place in the National League West. Nothing to get too excited about, right? The third worst asset class is the REIT index. Real estate investment trusts have been getting clobbered. They're interest rate sensitive. This rise in interest rates has all but squashed the resurgent real estate market. Mortgage REITs at the bottom of the heap right now. And, of course, the emerging market index. These are the places you want to avoid. And the bond market. I have zero exposure, and I haven't had any exposure to emerging markets or to the debt markets since the beginning of the year. And I would continue. And I'm also not short the market in any way, shape, or form. Although I do have one little hedge right now, which I'll talk about next, along with the sector rankings at the current time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
I've been in the right place, but must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing.
That's right, being in the right place at the right time, not the wrong time. That's very, very critical. And that's what we try to do here early in the week on the show, is recap a little bit of what I talked about in my newsletter over the weekend. If you're not getting the newsletter every week, shame on you. You can stay on top of the asset classes, the sectors in the market, and the overall market. We send that out every single weekend. You go to my website at pwstreet.com. I think it's an invaluable aid for people with 401ks that are trying to nurse their 401ks along. By the way, if you're over 59 and a half, there are some rules that allow you to roll your 401k out of your current employer so you can invest in individual stocks. And so you're not limited to just the stock market, and we'll be talking about a little bit more about that in coming days and coming weeks. Okay, so what we've done so far is we talked a little bit about the big picture of the market, the chart, the big charts of the market, and we know that last week with the war drums beating and the events taking place in Syria, obviously the market wasn't pleased. The market doesn't want any kind of conflict in Syria. And the rattled the markets pretty good there. Last week we had, I think, a 170-point drop on Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. And, of course, all over the weekend, things seem to have quieted down quite a bit. It doesn't look like a strike is imminent, but it hasn't been ruled out, has it? Because the vote will go to Congress now when they come back from vacation. And we'll see what happens from there. But the market at least is relieved for now that there doesn't seem to be an imminent action. The market's currently in the midst of about a 5% correction once again. And I remain 80 to 90% invested in the market at the current time. I do have one hedge on the market, on the emerging markets, just in case, because you never know. The current technical picture of the market is still favorable. You have a 4.5-year-old bull market that is still in place. We still have the same exact asset classes that have been leading the market all year long. They continue to lead the market. Those asset classes continue to be all stocks. The only non-stock asset class that is in the top 10 right now is silver. And gold is fast approaching, rising up into that top 8 class, but not quite there yet. The rest, all stock related. Micro caps, small caps, mid caps. That's where the action is in the market. And one other very important word, domestic. Emerging and international markets continue to do very, very poorly. We talked about the best asset classes. Now, we want to finish the show by getting even a little bit more specific here and talking about the top sectors in the market. The top sectors in the market as of last Friday, number one, drug/pharmaceuticals. I see Amgen up another 253 today. This has been a year for pharmaceuticals and drug stocks. The number two sector in the market continues to be biotech. And this is a sector that I've rode pretty hard and pretty fast and pretty heavily here in 2013. And it's helped carry my aggressive growth account to a plus 24.4% rise so far after all expenses and management fees. That's the model portfolio that I print every week in my newsletter, publish it. The number three ranked sector right now is the internet sector. companies like Facebook, which I own currently, companies like Google, companies like Yahoo, internet-related stocks, LinkedIn, etc. The number four ranked sector in the market is aerospace. Aerospace stocks continue to do well. And obviously, if there was some kind of conflict in Syria, aerospace stocks will continue to do well. The number five ranked sector in the market, consumer discretionary, retail stocks. And I have my select retailers like TJ Maxx and Tractor Supply, etc. The number six ranked sector in the market, regional banking, because regional banks benefit from rising interest rates. While bonds suffer from rising interest rates, regional banks prosper and are beneficiaries of rising interest rates. The global gaming index is next. That's a new sector. I've watched stocks like Caesars Entertainment and Multimedia Games. I've watched them break out here recently on some very strong moves. And the number eight ranked sector is retail. Those are the top sectors in the entire market at the current time. And those are the sectors that I continue to be heavily weighted in. Simply speaking, it would be drug stocks, biotech stocks, retail stocks, and technology stocks. Those are the areas, and the regional banks. Those are the areas that are really, really flourishing in the market. I've seen a couple of sectors starting to drop from favor right now, and that's the healthcare providers and the healthcare sector. You know, Obamacare is not exactly a slam dunk, is it? They've postponed it for another year for corporations. And you see the fight to continue on defunding, stopping it, blocking it, etc. And for that reason, we've seen the healthcare stocks drop from favor a little bit here recently. And I have pretty much ended my exposure there. I still have a little bit of exposure to that area of the market. The worst sectors to be in, metals and mining, anything real estate related, anything emerging market related, and that's about it. Avoid right now real estate related stocks. Rising interest rates have really brought them to a screeching halt. Avoid the emerging market still. Of course, any kind of action in Syria would not help them at all. And the metals and mining sector, what can I say? It's still at the bottom of the heap. So that's what we do early in the week, every week, as we give a nice recap of where we stand in the markets right now. I guess you could say in summary that the same trends that have been in place since the beginning of the year are still in place with just a few minor tweaks here and there. I did put up the yellow flag on Friday. That doesn't mean I sell everything. I'm 85 to 95% invested right now. But I'm also a bit cautious right now because I know that there's some big uncertainties. Sometimes there's little uncertainties. Syria, the debt ceiling, and taper talk, those are big uncertainties. Those are ones that we need to be aware of. So we'll be a little bit cautious, a little bit careful at this time, but we continue to look for best stocks now. If you'd like to reach us, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at pwstreet.com. Sign up for the newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.